We're talking with Renee Mallow today. We're CJMQ. I'm Maureen Dillon, and Renee is a Canadian country artist. So welcome, Renee.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And right now we're playing your release, Can You Hear Me Now? And that's also the name of your first album, I believe.
Yes, it is. It's actually going to be released July 27th in my hometown of Cold Lake, Alberta.
Wow, that's exciting. So you're looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Okay, I was reading a little bit about your bio. So you've been interested in music for quite a while, I guess, growing up.
Yeah, since I could pretty much talk and hold a hairbrush, I was singing in my room. So.
Do you come from a musical family?
And you know what? No, I don't, actually. I think my my great-grandma, I think, used to sing a little bit in German, but that was pretty much it.
Okay, so. Well, you're the first. You got your start, I guess. Well, your big start, I guess, on CMT when you entered a contest there?
Yeah, big in a small town. I had sent in a video audition, and I pretty much put it in on the last day that it could have been in, and I got a call back, and I headed down to Jasper, Alberta, and we filmed the show, and I got to meet Brad Mates out of Emerson Drive and Casey Clark from the Casey Clark Show. So, and they were my judges, and I had made top 30 in all of Canada. So
that's pretty exciting. Yeah, were you nervous?
Well, yeah. I guess they were pretty big names, and it was like, you know, they were just staring at you, but, you know, they were very, very nice and made you feel pretty comfortable. So
it was good. Great. Had you performed in front of crowds before that, or was that your first?
Oh, yeah. I had entered a few competitions, actually, before that, more local ones, but, you know, you're always going in front of judges, and I think that really helps
for doing that
experience, yeah.
Good. So then you were off to Nashville, and that's where you recorded your album?
Yeah, actually, after the show was on national TV, my producer, Eddie Gore from Nashville, had got in touch with me, and boom, boom, I had ended up going to Nashville December of last year, and got set up with some co-writers, and we had wrote these four great songs for my EP album, I'm pretty excited to release it.
It is exciting. So you had some help writing the songs?
Yeah, I had these ideas written down for a long time, and these co-writers really just brought everything to life. Can You Hear Me Now was actually wrote with some really big writers like Jason Aldean and Tim McGraw, so it was pretty cool.
It was. So did you have the major input on the song?
Yeah, we did. We actually did it all over Skype, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, so every day I pretty much sat with a different writer on Skype, because these are all writers that were from Nashville as well, so we set it up on Skype, and we pretty much wrote from there, so.
Yeah, technology is wonderful.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, a lot of people are like, what, you wrote that on Skype? Yeah, we did.
Wow, that's great. So you must have made a lot of contacts, too, when you were down there.
With great musicians as well. Like, I know right when I got there, they pretty much took my song, listened to it for the first time, and wrote a chart by ear. I'm like, what? So it was crazy, and what's even crazier about it is that these musicians don't just play one instrument, they play several, and they do them very, very well. So it was pretty interesting even just seeing that as a musician, because I play guitar as well, so it was pretty cool to see.
It must have been. Now, you play guitar, and you also volunteer some time, too, for teaching children guitar and vocals?
Yeah, I actually had, before I went to post-secondary, I had worked with Legacy Children's Foundation. It was a foundation that was set up in Calgary, Alberta, and it was to, you know, keep kids in school. So, you know, kids that come from, you know, families of abuse or neglect or just need an incentive to stay in school, they might have gotten on a different path. So we really tried to, you know, teach them vocals, guitar, piano, anything that would, you know, keep them coming to school. So we take them out of school for probably a half hour at a time, and, you know, a lot of improvement had came from that. So it was a pretty cool experience as well, and you got to meet a lot of people, and I have a little fan base now.
Definitely, you're making a difference in a lot of children's lives, so that must really be nice too. It must make you feel good.
It does, and you know, not a lot of 20-year-olds do that, and I actually had started doing that when I believe I was 18, so you don't see that very often.
No.
I think that it was a different experience for them as well, because I wasn't a teacher and I wasn't a parent. And to be there as a mentor for them if they needed somebody to talk to, I think that really made a big difference to them as well. So it was pretty exciting, and I miss it right now, but I can't find the time to do it still. So so I hope to kind of do that in the future for a little bit.
Okay. Are you busy doing a lot of performances this summer?
Right now, I'm just planning for my CD release. It's just been a crazy, crazy time. So I've been trying to get everything in order for that. But I hope to start doing a lot more shows and stuff after that, and maybe do a radio tour going to Ontario and Quebec and stuff, going out east there, because I haven't actually even been there, and I got some ancestors and stuff there, so I would like to make it out of there.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Good. Now let's see your website. That's a great website.
Yeah, it's actually still under construction right now, but and it probably will be until up to my CD release, but it is ReneeMallow.com, and I'll have like where you can buy my CD on there, as well as on iTunes, a link there, and my Facebook, Twitter, and I'll have a link for my single "Can You Hear Me Now," which is on iTunes right now. So
good, good. You're all over, and everybody can buy your music. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty exciting. I just got nominated for Emerging Artist in Ontario right now too. So that was pretty exciting.
Wow! Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I was pretty excited about that. I'm up against another 20 artists, so, and I'm currently in the lead, so.
Good for you. Let's keep you in the lead. Good. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's just all happening so fast, because this is pretty much a first for everything for me, so it's pretty cool.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Renee?
No, I think we covered everything. Just thanks for having me on here, and thanks to everybody that's listening out there, and if you can get a chance, go check out my single "Can You Hear Me Now" that's on iTunes.
Definitely, we enjoy playing it here. So all the best, Renee, and thanks very much.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.